Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa, I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Woo! Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine. On the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Monday night. You guys already know it's Indie Vibes on the Hilltop Radio Show with yours truly. DJ Sean is back in the house. Thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of the show tonight. We have a hot-ass show tonight for everyone out there listening. What's going on, Miss Monique Songbird?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
All cool and calm and collected and
stuff. Hell yeah. What's up, Ms. Robin?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
All right, cool. What's up? What's going on?
You know, I got a pink winner.
I'm just straight cold chilling. I'm like Monique. Hey.
They're talking like she's a million miles away and shit.
Y'all laid back to straight cold chilling.
Yeah, you guys already know it's just the hell time. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still who I am, and I'm still going to be who I am. Whether you don't like it or not, frankly, I don't care. Believe that. We got a hot show tonight. This Lady J in the house or Mr. Uncle Gemini?
This is Lady J in the house. Lady Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we're getting ready.
But I'm on the phone tonight.
Yeah, we're getting ready to vote Uncle Gemini off the island. Yeah, he's going to be off the island. Yeah.
Gemini.
Hope you heard me, too.
They're going to vote you off the island.
Damn right.
So you said D right. You better come on in.
Damn right. He wants to come on here and talk a bunch of junk last week. I'm talking it this week. That's right.
But
anyway, y'all.
A bunch of junk last week, so he's going to talk it this week.
All right. Everybody know ain't nothing changed. We also have Miss Jennifer is in the house. What's up, Miss Jennifer?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Miss Busy Bee. That's
hey,
Busy Bee right
Jennifer.
There.
Hi, Jen.
Hey.
That's Busy.
How you doing, Robin?
I'm hanging in there.
That's Busy Bee, y'all.
Hi, Sean.
What's up? You know I ain't shit changed with me.
How you
the time and I'm good. We got an awesome show tonight. There's my big brother right there, Mr. DJ Debo is in the house.
What's up? What up? What up, everybody? How everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, doing good,
up,
man.
What up, Debo?
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, we got also show for you guys tonight. We got some independent artists that's gonna be coming on. We're gonna be dropping some music. We're also going to be blessed with Tyrese Gibson's sister, Shantae Gibson, will be with us tonight, one of the creators of Faces of Rap Mothers. We also have the bad boy of New Edition, his sister, will be with us tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show, and also my big brother, my mentor, Rick James's brother, Mr. Leroy Johnson, is going to be with us tonight as well. So we got an awesome show for you guys out there listening tonight here on the Hilltop. That's right. Ain't nothing changed. You guys know I bring heavy hitters here to the show. So on that note, DJ Debo, man, what's going on in your neck of the woods, man? How's everything with you, bro?
Everything good, man. Holding everything down, holding it down. No complaints. It wouldn't help complain about anything anyway. So it's all good. Everything wonderful. Another
all right,
day.
What about up there in the great state of Connecticut, Miss Jennifer Edwards? How's everything up there with you, sweetheart?
Everything is good. We rolling, moving forward.
All right.
Can't
what about
complain.
You? Up there in the South Bend, Indiana, Miss Monique Songbird, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling out, enjoying the weather. It's getting really hot. So.
Okay. What about you, Miss Robin Lynn, out there in Seattle, Washington?
Oh, well, you know, we've got the 59th celebration of Robin Lynn coming up in May. So y'all can contribute to that dollar sign, Robin Lynn #1. Now, I ain't going to say you're going to get a ticket, but you can contribute.
All right. Ms. Lady J, how's it out there in Savannah, GA?
It is so lovely. The weather is great, and I'm enjoying my life with my wonderful husband.
And Mr. Gemini, he must have his phone on in the same room with you.
Okay, I'm going to turn my volume down.
Yeah.
One of you mute your microphone.
What's up, Mr. Gemini? Debo, we get ready to vote his ass off the boat, off the island.
Man, what the heck is y'all coming for? Y'all vote me off? Y'all ain't never
vote
me
off. Vote him off the island, man. Yeah. We'll let you know. We're going to tally. We're going to tally up everything at the end of the show. We'll let you know.
Shut death.
Yeah. But yeah, that man, you gonna do me like that, Debo. I know you not.
We ain't gonna be like that.
John, you know we got that 1-800 line. We could tally up the votes there.
Oh, yeah.
No, you gonna turn on me too?
Man, let me tell you, he's the boss. Sean's the president. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
No,
but also,
no.
995. 995, Dr. J.
995, that's right. And we got the one and only DJ GQ, man. How's it over there in Jackson?
It's great, man. It's great. Can't complain.
Oh. All right, man. Welcome to the show. Everybody, welcome to the show. Hold on, we got a call. What's up, 470? This J Kid.
Yeah, J Kid. What's up?
Good day, man. Yeah, thank you, man. Welcome to the show, man. All the way from Atlanta. What's Atlanta up to, man?
Georgia.
What's Atlanta up to, bro?
Getting hot.
Oh, okay.
80-degree weather today.
It's lovely up there in Atlanta right now, ain't it?
No, it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I said, put a bucket up. The police shooting that kid yesterday.
That was
Minnesota,
wasn't it?
No, it happened in Atlanta, too. A shootout with the cops, the police officer got shot in a high-speed chase or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that happened on I-20. Yeah, I heard about that.
All right, all right. Well, again, we want to welcome everybody to the show. We're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be right back here on the hilltop. You guys already know what it is.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Oh, the morning sun in all its glory, reach the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter, you can make it better, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like a sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and praise to the one, have I told you lately that I love you? have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Yeah. That's what you do, baby.
This is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at airbit.com/scootbeatz. And that's airbit.com/scootbeats. Also on beatstars.com/scootbeatz. That's beatstars.com/scootbeats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/scootbeatsmusicgroup. That's facebook.com/scootbeatsmusicgroup. Y'all have a blessing.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and get this pioneer on the phone right now. You guys, stay with us.
Oh.
What's up, Mr. Johnson? Welcome to the hilltop, brother.
Oh, back at the hilltop.
That's right. Well,
you,
welcome.
You're welcome back. I welcome
thank
you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the love you sent me while I was down, you know, feeling bad and everything.
Hey,
appreciate
man.
It.
I was feeling bad along with you, man.
All right. All right.
I'm feeling good now, though.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. So you got a big art show coming up soon, right? Talk about a little bit about it.
Okay, well, right now we're in the planning stage for a major museum show that's coming up in September 2022. It's going to be a solo show, and it's going to be the first minority solo show in this museum center. Which it's one of the largest museum spaces in the East. So I'll get a chance to show people my work. And I haven't, we haven't really decided exactly which pieces we're going to show, whether it's going to be a retro show, or whether it's going to be a period show, or what exactly type of show it's going to be. But it's going to be a major show. That's about it. And it's going to be it's probably going to be one of the best organized shows that anybody's ever seen. It's going to have a number of components in addition to having the show. We'll have programs attached to it for educational programs, along with we'll have speakers that I plan to bring from different parts of the world in to talk about art and the future of black art in this country. I think it's going to be very exciting because, you know, we're going to take it to as high a level as we can take it.
All right. All right. Glad to have you back. I know you're doing your best to get your art out there. I've seen your art. You're a bad man, man. Real talk, you guys.
I'm painting. And this is the best period that I've had for painting because you have a lot of reflection time. And that's what an artist really needs. He needs a lot of time to reflect on what he's done and to reflect on where he's going, or where he or she is going, because we have a lot of great women artists, and there's a lot of great artists out there, a lot of great artists who need an opportunity and need to be shown in some of these major venues.
All right. All right. So the pandemic has did wonders for you and your artistic abilities to get your work out and work on this this art show for next year, correct?
Oh yes, as I said, it gave me a chance to reflect. You know, it slowed everything down because you know you get in the doldrums with this pandemic, and you tend to be doing a lot of nothing, but there's a lot of time to really do things and to reflect. So if you steer your mind into some creative things, you can use this time period positively. I think that's the word. I think I'm making up words now. I'm sorry. I'm starting to sound like Jesse Jackson.
Oh Lord. Well, as always, welcome back, Mr. Johnson. We appreciate you as always, man. And we got some we have some good music for tonight, and I'm quite sure you're gonna throw your expertise in on what you hear and how it sounds to you.
I'm looking forward.
We got your girl Monique Songbird is on here tonight. We got a new song for her.
Hey Monique.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Okay.
And Robert was going to send the check, but I got sick. Robert was going to send the check to you, but I got sick. I couldn't sign it.
Oh, there we are. Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on that art show. I want to buy a piece of your art. I really, really do.
Okay. Well, we'll put you in line for it. You know, I'm creating
okay.
like crazy. But they've got the solution they're going to use. So after we've done that, you know, we'll make some pieces available.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We got a lot of people tuning in.
You got
hello.
All right. Leroy, we had you on a while back with Ike Floyd, George Floyd's uncle. Quick, have you been following the trial? What do you think is going to end up with that?
Well, that's a difficult question. because you really never know and what they're thinking. I hear a baby in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a difficult question for me as a lawyer because you can never guess what a jury is going to say or think, because you only need one person on the jury to have reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 12 different people on a jury, and some of them just may not be on the same wavelength that you are on. And they may have made up their mind before they even come in there, and they're looking for any way, any one thing to not convict this person. And that's something that a lot of people are not talking about that. They're not talking about the potential for racism of certain jurors.
Right.
That, you know, that they're thinking and that may be totally different and may be biased against blacks, and they may not care a thing about what happened to George Floyd and whether everything with all the evidence there.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to take a position because I'm not on the jury, and even if I were on the jury, I would be one voice on the jury. I'm sure that a lot of people see it as guilty, 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 and everything that they've presented is guilty, 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 but we've already only heard one side, and once we hear the other side, you may not still be convinced. But
right.
There's going to be someone, there's going to be that some one person, or maybe more than one, who decides that there is reasonable doubt. So that's, and they may, that decision may be based on, may not be based on the evidence. It may be based on some biases that they walked in there with. So and that's what I'm looking at. And hopefully based on the evidence, there will be a conviction. But that's one voice. That's mine.
All right. Always appreciate your opinion and your output on certain issues that go on, because you – how long you been a lawyer for, Mr. Johnson?
Let me see. 47 years.
You had a similar case like you know, George Floyd's case up there in Buffalo a while back, too, as well, right?
I've had a number of them, but I had one in 92 at the same time that Rodney King's case was going. Had a death in custody case. And there's just so much that they're not trying on that aspect. They're not trying a 1981 case, which is a civil rights, under the Civil Rights Act, because there's a whole different set of facts there that you have to present. And it's actually a lot easier for an officer to get off under 1981 than it is under state law. But the difference is that you're dealing with a county that's predominantly white and predominantly pro-police, and they have had predominant decisions that have always been pro-police. So you're expecting this case to be different. So the question is, will it be different? Position of people, you know, maybe you will have half a dozen people there who's fair. Maybe you might have 10 people who are fair. But all you need is one who decides that he's not guilty, and that's it.
All right. As always, thank you, sir, for your opinion here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back, y'all.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram Trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram Trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, what's up, Easy T? Welcome to the show, man.
What's good, brother? What's going on, everybody?
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, hey.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
I'm good. Better late than never, brother. Better late than never.
Oh, you good. And this must be Mr. Singapore Kane. What's up, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Yo, peace, 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 everybody. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Welcome back, brother. How's life treating you, man?
Hey, man, life ain't about what I was treating you. It's how you treat it. You know what I mean?
All right, all right. Welcome, welcome back, man. All right, well, Mr. Johnson, we're going to... Say it one more time, Singapore.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always, man. We've been dropping some songs from you tonight, as well as some other artists here on the show. Well, Miss Monique, are you ready to try to side, you know, Robin, last time we were on here, Mr. Johnson was, what, 12 for 12? Something like that.
Yeah, obviously, he already had a perfect record, so
yeah, perfect
I'm
record.
Excited to see what he gonna say tonight.
All right,
boy, who's keeping count?
Me and Robin.
You already know.
We gotta keep that count. That's right. Well, Miss Monique, are you ready?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your song. We're getting ready to play.
It's called Make Room. For those of you who heard Mr. Tin Man, I went to Missouri and worked with multi-platinum award-winning producer Brandon Black from Powerline Music. And I went back and actually did this single with him as well. So I'm excited for everybody to hear it for sure.
All right, here we go.
Have you ever wanted to love somebody, but because of your past hurt in your relationships, you built up a great big wall and you can't get over it, you know? Well, sometimes you just gotta let that hurt go. I know it's been wrong, but I'm gonna stay.
right, y'all. That's Miss Monique Songbird with "Make Room." All right, we'll go down the line. Mr. Johnson, you're a big fan of Miss Monique. What do you think, big brother?
Well, I really like the groove, and I think the song has a strong potential. I think that she stepped on it too hard coming into it, and if she stepped back a little bit on the intro, her vocals on the intro, and took a little bit of that power and put it more in the middle with a little bit more verse, she got a strong song. But you can't lay it all out there in the opening because you have nowhere to go after that. But it's got a lot of potential. I mean, it's a groove that's happening, that's always happened. And we know what she can do with her vocals. You just listen to it, you know. All I'm saying is move some things around and back off a little bit and then come off with what she can do, which she does in an opening. But it's a strong song.
All right, Miss Monique.
Thank you for that.
All right, Mr. J. Kidd, Atlanta's in the house. What do you think, man?
I love the song. The song had a whole old school 90s vibe to it. I liked it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Lady J.
I love the song. It's a song that when you get off work, you run your bath water and get a glass of wine and just relax.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go with Miss Robin Lynn, Vibes Live Radio, y'all.
Yeah, that song I really, really like. It's a whole total song. You have the intro, you have the melody, you've got the chorus, you've got the bridge, and I love the outro. That's always missing from music these days, so excellent. Give me more.
Thank you.
Miss Jennifer's in the house. What do you think, Miss Jennifer?
I think the song is really nice. I really like the song. I mean, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Just like Lady J says, it's one of those songs where you come home from work and, you know, you sit down and drink a glass of wine with it. It's a really nice song.
Thank you.
All right, DJ Debo.
I love it. I love the groove. I love the melody. I mean, like somebody just said, it's got that early to mid '90s feel, and you could feel it. It really means something. That's a song like that I would put in my player, man, and just vibe out to it, especially if I got a long ride. That's something I would drive to, definitely.
Monique gonna mess around and have people making some kids.
It's funny you said that because when we went in the studio, he was like, "Yeah, I want like a '90s feel, but put a twist to it because that's when music was great." So, like, I'm glad that people are saying that because that's what we was going for.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of people coming after you for child support.
Yeah. Make room,
DJ
make
GQ.
Room for another one.
That's right. Mess around with that damn song. DJ GQ, what up, man? What do you think?
Yeah, man. I was feeling this song, man. It was hot. I can tell, keep doing what you're doing. You got something there.
All right. Uncle Gemini, what up, man?
What's up, family? How you doing, lady? This is my favorite one. I can't wait to see the video. Y'all, you gonna make one do it?
I definitely want. I look. I'm at the mode. I want to make a video to every single I do, for sure. Definitely for sure.
He doing, you doing. You know I love your grind. You know I pay attention to your social media. You make your uncle proud.
Thank you.
All right, Uncle Gemini, y'all. Easy T's in the house. What do you guys tell us, brother?
Yeah. I really liked it. You know I don't like much. So
I wasn't going to say the 90s feel. I just think that it has potential to be a classic. It definitely brings back the feel of the what R&B has been missing. I was listening to the outro, and I was like, she's got room for another verse on there, but then I was just vibing out to the music, which is very good. And it's good that it's longer than 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Definitely, because you get to feel it. You know what I mean? The music is supposed to make you feel something, and that's a good track. So hopefully I will hear more soon. I want to hear that on the system
She already talking about doing another song already.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Look, if I'm feeling it, I just, you know, when I'm feeling it, I need to do it while I'm feeling it, because that's where my emotion is in it, and that's what I want my music to be known for, so. All
right. Singapore Kane, man, what do you think about that one, brother?
Yo, I think it's dope. I rock with it, you know? I like the instrumentation, the instrumental on it. I like the music. It's funky.
All right. Appreciate that. All right, we got a Louisiana number in the house. Go ahead, you're on the hilltop, 337.
Hey, how you doing? This is Nicole. All I want to say is the music put me in the mind of back in the day when you used to ride around at night, some summer nights with your baby, and they got their hand on your thigh, and you're in a whole mindset of groove. This is definitely a groove-type song. This takes me back. This is totally for the grown and sexy. And Indiana got some stuff coming up out of here. Okay, it didn't stop with Michael and Prince. Go ahead, Monique. You're doing your thing, Mom.
Thank you.
All right. We got another one. 917, this is New York. What's up?
Hi, this is Tasha. I didn't hear the phone because I'm just getting on. I'm coming from work.
Hey, what's up, Tasha? How you, sis?
I'm good. I had to listen to you. I had to hear you.
Yeah, I'm back. I appreciate you calling. All right, let's see. 312, welcome to the show.
What's going on, son?
Oh, this is Ms. Brandy. What's up, Ms. Martin? How are you?
I am fine. I didn't get a chance to hear the song. I jumped on like a few minutes late. So I'm just going to fall back until you bring me back on. But what's up, everybody? And welcome back, bro. Welcome back. Good to hear
you
back on the
line. Yeah, you're doing a lot of things with the Mothers of Rap Faces. What's going on with you guys? What you guys got going on now?
With Faces of Rap Mothers.
Yeah,
let's make sure I got everybody get the proper name.
Yeah, y'all know I'll be messing names up. Ain't nothing changed.
No, it's okay. I do the same thing. Well, for those that don't know, I am Big Red Entertainment from Chicago. I have an entertainment company, and I represent three artists out of the city of Chicago. But also, I have a career of my own. And lately, I've been blessed with a million opportunities, and the first one was to become a part of the Sisterhood Faces of Rap Mothers, which consists of a bunch of phenomenal, strong, hardworking women who are actually in the industry or have ties to someone who has made it in the industry. Faces of Rap Mothers was actually the founder is Candy Struthers. Shout out to her all the way out there in Pasadena. She does an amazing job to get the faces out there. We're spread it out over 150 deep throughout the different states, and I happen to be the first one in Chicago. So it's been a blessing. A lot of stuff is coming up. We have Shanta Gibson, who is also a part of that. That is Tyrese Gibson's sister. We have Madame Meek, who also is a part of that. She's also an artist as well. JJ Fad, Girl Group X. It's so many different women. Tina Brown, which is Bobby Brown's sister. It's a lot of internet aims. I can't forget about her. She's the whole plug for me being a part of Faces of Rap Mothers. She thought that I was a good fit, and she blessed me with it. So we have some amazing things coming up. Shanta Gibson has a dope back home party going on in Vegas. We'll be in Vegas on the 1st and the 2nd. Straight from Vegas, we're going to Los Angeles. We're working on a major project with a major movie. Shout out to Nick Payne, who is actually the writer and producer of that, as well as we are actually hosting a red carpet event for the BET Live Experience, as well as the Taste of Soul Awards. We also have the Cannabis Fest, June 19th, going on. The whole entire Faces of Rap Mothers will be out there with an audience of over 15,000 people with D.L. Hughley, Joe Torre, and Tiffany Haddish. So it's a lot going on, Sean. It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
I see. And also, you know, keep you in our prayers. You know, you just recently lost your mother. We're sorry about that. You already
yes,
know how I feel
I
about you.
Yeah, I lost my mom actually on my son's golden birthday, which is 3/17, with her fight with cancer. My mom was 63 years old. It's so rough because it was actually like 2 weeks before the anniversary of the 21st, me losing my sister and my daughter. So it's kind of rough, but God is good. I'm staying prayed up just like I did in 2019, Sean. But this hit is actually harder because it's mama, you know. But
right.
I know she's with me, and she would want me to keep going. You know, she encouraged me to get through it even when we went through it together. So I'm just keeping my faith and keeping pushing, but I will not lie and tell you this is one of the roughest patches I've ever experienced in my life. But I'm grateful still. I'm grateful.
Well, you know, we love you. You know, we got you in our prayers as well as you had me in your prayers, so. You know, you always.
Yes, all the time.
We got you.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know I love you and got a great deal of respect for you, Sean. And it's a blessing. Like our friendship is so much bigger than the industry, and that's what I love and appreciate about you. And I don't know about nobody else. I think this is the perfect time for you to come back and do what you do best and what you love. And you got so many people like myself that's actually counting on you for the Mondays and the Tuesdays and the Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing that, you know, you're back and you're able to, you know, still do what you love to do. And it's amazing. I pray for you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Love you. So Brandy, where can people go and purchase the book? Because that is a book signing out there in Vegas, right?
Yes, and that is also actually the coming home party for Shaka. She's actually from Vegas as well. She's currently living in Texas right now, but it's amazing. My book is actually, I'm in Faces of Rap Mothers, book 5. It's actually on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's also, I have a link that you can share on your website as well. I will send to you, Sean. Go purchase the book. Also, you can actually purchase Faces of Rap Mothers, T-shirts, cups, and things like that from Walmart. I'm waiting for it to hit Chicago. It's not in Chicago Walmart yet, but it is currently in Walmart. So I'm happy about that. You can actually find the reality show on Roku as well. We got a couple of commercials running on Nickelodeon, Disney, BET, and a different ones, like networks like that. Also on the MJ-owned network. That is a black-owned network, so please support it. The Faces of Rap Mothers is all over it, all over it.
Yeah, we're going to have Candy on soon so she can talk about.
Yes, you're going to have Candy, you're going to have Shanta, and you're going to have Madame Meek on. And a couple of more people I'm lining up for you. I would love for Tina to jump on with you, as well as JJ Fad. I'm definitely going to holler at Candy about making that happen. But don't no worries, because, you know, we cooking up something. We've been cooking up something for months, me and you, Sean. So eventually we're going to have everybody in the building at one time. So I know that's going to be amazing. And we're going to do it down there in your hometown. So I'm looking forward to making that happen. This is going to be one of the biggest shows that I put together, networking events that I put together since I've been in the business. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we also going to. You also have a Faces of Rap Fathers as well, right? The first book
is
out, right?
Yes, he also has.
Yeah.
The first book is out, which Snoop Dogg is actually in that book. Snoop Dogg and a couple of more familiar faces. Book 2 is actually dropping, and Book 2 will be dropping, I think, in May. And my artist, Prince Egypt, the artist, is actually a part of Book 2. So I'm happy. I'm really excited. Really, really, really excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing ride.
Even with all the hurt going and the pain going on, God is still in the blessing. Still dropping blessings.
Still dropping blessings.
Still putting people. Still putting people, you know, in the right places with the right people. So I'm grateful for it, you know. Very grateful.
Again, thank you for being a part of the show. Love you, sis.
I love you, too. And you guys can follow me on Facebook at Brandy Martin. That's Brandy with a Y. Or follow me on Instagram at followmysmile_R-E-D. That's followmysmile_R-E-D. Or you can simply Google Brandy Martin. Or follow my YouTube page, Big Red Entertainment. That's Big Red with two Ds. Entertainment. I love you, Sean. Shout out to the whole entire team at Hillside Radio. Y'all already know I rock with y'all heavy. And Sean, I rock with you the long way. You my dog if we don't win another race. You hear me?
All right. I love you guys.
God bless.
All right. All right, y'all. That's Ms. Brandy Martin, part of Faces of Rap Mothers, which is they're really doing their thing over there. Some young ladies doing their thing. Okay, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. So going back to Mr. Johnson was Monique's song a song you would play? So did we get 13 for 13 tonight?
Of course I would play it. You know, I'm just saying my comment were related to my thinking of making it a more effective hit. It may be a hit already, but, you know, just my thinking is that I think it could be stronger with those few suggestions that I made. Not that it's
all
not
right.
strong.
Okay. Robin, that's 13-13.
Perfect record.
Perfect record, y'all.
You guys are picturing this perfect record. I'll take it.
All right. We got, this is 269. That's a Michigan. No, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are we talking to?
Hi, I'm Tasha. I just recently did a makeup class with Monique, and I was so honored to be in her presence and to listen to her music. Like, I am so happy for her.
Did she make it look good?
Oh, my God. Well, she actually showed me how to do a cut crease, and now I think I'm just so good at it. I love her so much for that.
Oh, okay. Gotta check behind her now. She'll be using a lot of finger. She'll be using crayons and finger paint.
Sounds a hater, y'all.
She'll be using Crayola crayons and everything.
I've been watching you do the makeup. I love the way you do your makeup. I learned some things too.
Thank you.
Lady J.
Thank you so much. So proud of you, Monique. Keep doing great.
Thank you, boo.
All right, y'all. Thank you for calling. All right. Mr. Johnson, before I move on, did you get a chance to look at Lil Nas's video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you need to go on the YouTube and check it out and see and tell us what you think about it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Lil Nas X.
Did you send that to me?
I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. Yes, sir. Yeah. J-Kid, did you get a chance to check it out?
I checked out some of it. I had to turn it off, man.
What is your take on it?
He out there. That's all I can say.
All right. Everybody's opinion on it is out there. Gemini, did you check the video out from the young man? He must be on mute.
No, I'm sitting there listening for you to finish your statement before I say anything. I learned to listen first.
Oh, no, go ahead.
You really want me to comment on that little Nas video for real, though?
Yeah, I want your opinion. Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. In the statement.
Okay. All right. Miss Brandy, did you check it? Miss Brandy, did you see Lil Nas X video?
No, but I heard about it, and I didn't hear. I agree with Gemini. I did not hear great things about it. It's a little over the top.
Okay. Graphics as hell though. Graphics, good graphics in this video. Well, it's just, yeah, it's wild as hell. But yeah, well. Yeah, boy.
Well, it got everybody talking about it, so it's doing its job. It's got everybody.
Yeah,
talking
got,
about it.
At that point last week, it was 55 million views. 55 million.
So guess what? Sometimes, you know, even bad publicity is good publicity. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, this is the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. And, we have a special, awesome special guest, Mr. Leroy Johnson. I keep messing his name up too. Check this, check him out. That check just keeps chinging, chinging, and chinging.
Yes, it does. You know that.
Yeah. And we got Miss Brandy Martin still with us in the house. We thank her for being part of the show as well. Mr. Johnson. You were getting ready to do a movie about your brother, and it's on hold. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you and your times with Rick.
Well, you know, it was an exciting time. It would be an exciting time for anybody. I mean, to be out on the road for 10 years and touring every city in the country and, you know, having fun and, just, I mean, working hard and learning the business and learning about what this country really is all about and what the people are all about. I mean, that was the value of working with my brother to see, like, we played every major city in the country and did it at least a dozen times. So, I mean, you can't beat that kind of experience. You know, don't get it.
And a little known history fact, Prince, before Prince got his notoriety, he opened up for Rick, correct?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He opened up and then went from there and learned a lot and then became the superstar that he was. So, well, we had a number of people like that. Luther Vandross opened up for us. He became a superstar also. You know, it's part of the business. One group carrying the other. I think we might have all opened up for George Clinton.
Wow. A lot of history.
Can I ask a personal question?
Go ahead.
How you doing, champion?
Talking to you, Mr. Johnson.
Is that Mr. Johnson?
Oh, I'm fine. Who's that?
This the legendary Gemini, the king of the South.
Oh, okay. I'm telling you, boy, you know, one of the great things about touring was when you hit the South, boy, because they really, that is the funk capital, the funk capitals of the USA.
Yeah. I want to know this. Were you ever around when they had the Rick Gaines stories with Charlie Murphy? Were you around when some of the escapades were happening?
Of course I was around. And Rick would let Charlie Murphy kick him in the stomach into a wall.
Those are the truth.
Wow, half of it is true. Rick did smack him in the face. Oh. Okay. And Charlie did come back at him. You know,
but he tell us any story that's not told on the
into the wall, though.
That, you know,
what did you say? I didn't get it.
I said, can you tell us one of the stories you saw personally that they not saying on the Chappelle show?
No, man. That, man, I have to save that for a fucking movie.
That's right.
You know, but believe me, there are so many stories. Every day was a movie in Rick's life.
Right.
All as you know, every day was a movie. So I'll just save those stories.
Right, for the movie, y'all. For the movie. That's right. Yeah, I asked him that when we first interviewed him last year, Jim and I, about Dave Chappelle's story about Rick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
Rick was a bad.
Yeah, Rick.
Happy anniversary.
That together. Thank you.
It's
an honor to be on the phone with you, right, Mr. Johnson? Like, really. It's an honor to be on the phone
with you guys, man. I mean, Sean is my partner now. And all our, you know, Robin and all the rest. This is my crew.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, good times again.
Mary Jane Girls, the, what was the other group, Leroy? The Do-Rags. Val Young, yeah.
And then you can go off with the Temptations and Smokey and
wow.
You know, we even did something with Billy Dee Williams and Joan Jett. It goes on and on. Grandmaster Flash, Big Daddy Kane.
A personal friend of mine.
Dr. Enchante.
Because Rick brought a lot of the hip-hop artists in on a lot of stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, we brought a lot of the groups on the road with us. We had the Sugar Hill Gang. We had Dougie Fresh. We had the Grandmaster Flash. We had a lot of groups out with us.
All right.
Especially Big Daddy Kane was one of the guys that we did a lot of work with in Rock Band Shantae.
You're currently doing some work with Loose Ends too. Their return, correct?
Yes, I'm working with them. I'm doing some A&R work for them. So. Kind of doing the same thing I did mention with Monique, you know. You know, a lot of acts will go to their A&R people, and they will, you know, just give them suggestions that will make the work, the music more powerful. And I'm kind of doing that with Loose Ends about the songs and, you know, the structure. And those kinds of things. I mean, Loose Ends is great anyway, but, you know, I'm glad that they asked me to do some A&R with them. So, I mean, everybody needs another ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a chance to have Carl McIntosh on the show last year. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome show. Yeah. Also, we had JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls on the show as well, too, a couple of times,
yep.
Multiple times.
She was hot. She's hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. I want to thank everybody for being part of the show. We were going to debut Singapore Kane's music, but he's no longer on the line with us. So we'll just wait. For next week.
No, he's actually in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So he could be recording, but you could go ahead and run with it.
Now, I mean, the album's already out.
All right, hold on. So, let's see what it says. 219, this must be Player Trey.
No, this is her cousin. Give her a shout out. This is Coach Tiger. Monique Songbird.
Oh, welcome to the show. Sorry about that. All right, Coach Tiger. Anything you want to say about Monique that we don't know?
No, I just know Jordan and the best thing in our family.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. That means a lot because my whole family do music.
Hey, Monique.
Hey.
All right. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Sure, you're right.
All right. You got that Barry White on him. Sure, you're right. Yeah.
Unk got player jeans in him. You heard? Sure, you're right.
Sure, you're right. Yeah. Come on here, talking like Barry. All right, now. All right. Well, we're going to drop one of Singapore King's songs. Let me try to find it real quick. Mr. Johnson, go ahead and give your social media out in case people want to follow you or want to get a hold of you.
Oh, man. You know, I'm not one of those social media guys, man. I just try to stay under the radar, especially right now because I'm in that development stage.
All right.
You know, if I get too many, I got too many as it is now. I got too many. Through the social media to get to my work.
All right. So if y'all need to reach out to him, just reach out to me and I'll send a message. And we'll go from there. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. This is Singapore King, My Boo.
Got things to do too, it's so true. My boo make time whenever it's daytime. Wine with dinner then play make time. Get up early and hit the shower. Hash, oil and flour, got a meeting for hours. Main topic is power, how to get it. I need a supporter and not a critic. Wearing sexy lingerie when I visit. And when I hit it, I smash like the guitars by rock stars. Got you riding with a rebel, pushing a hot car. He a rapper, he a trapper, is he famous? He an actor, does he back up all the talk? He a big mouth yapper, he a big gangster nigga or a big gun clapper. All I know, he sure dressed snapper, trying to get at you, so holler back, lest you think that you all of that. I'll call you once, you don't reply, ain't calling back. Ain't being cold, just sticking to the G-code. I live the life of a don, baby, so be told.
My fam, we click like a gang. She's so focused, she's so cool. She my rider, she's my boo. La 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 la. Mini skirts and heels, you got sex appeal. Gave me the vision, reply when I text for real. Whether a country twang or a city slang, gotta be down with the big booty pretty gang. Girl, I'm the best thing you could imagine that ever happened to your life. Just facts, not bragging, you came up from a cane fuck. Got
the same luck, or God bless you with a dumper. Train truck bumper, back up your bumper. Big bossy gel, back it up on the lumber. Rumba, rumba, give me your number, you got sex appeal. Give me the digits, reply when I text for real. Unless you feel like you all of that, I hit you once, you don't reply and call him back. Basically, I'm falling back. Slide off like Mike Jack doing the moonwalk. You don't love me, girl, you drunk, letting the booze talk. Dip like a chocolate chip in your cold milk. The spoon in your cereal, making your bowl tilt.
She don't stop for you, so don't take it personal. She's so focused on her mood, ain't got no time for no fool. She love the way I do my thing, she love my fam, we click like a gang. She's so focused, she's so cool, she my rider, she my boo.
All right, a Singapore came with my boo. Let's go to the top, Mr. Johnson. What do you think?
Well, it's I think it's fresh, it's original, it's got this rawness to it, it's got a good blend of reggae, rock, and funk, and I like it. I think people can rock on it.
All right. Okay, Miss Lady J.
Yes, I like the groove. I could be in my car taking a road trip and listening to it.
Oh, yeah. Miss Monique Songbird.
I liked it. It reminded me of, like, those warm Cali nights. I liked it, the groove of it.
Miss Robin Lynn buys live up there in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. La, 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 la. Tell him I said, yes.
I think he's back on the phone,
oh.
Actually.
Yeah, he on here.
La, 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 la. Yes. Yes, baby, yes.
Thank you.
All right, Robin.
Thank you.
No more jumping out of cakes, you retired. You hurt yourself last time you jumped out of the cake, remember? Bruised ribs and some more shit.
Status.
Yeah, almost swole. All right, Miss Jennifer.
You know I love this song because he's one of ours.
Oh, I know that's right.
You go ahead, Singapore. You doing your thing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's just going to be in my mind all night. La, 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 la. DJ Nemo.
You know what, man? I was sitting back and I'm wondering, I hear y'all saying that. The la la la.
Break it down.
I heard it in the song.
Break it down.
I heard it in the
Break
song.
It down,
but
Diva.
I want to ask a question. I don't know if you did or you didn't, but did you use that like for the ad lib, Ronald Ozzie?
No, that's my homeboy singing that.
You know, so one of the Ozzie Brothers song where he says that la 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 is all popped in my head when I heard it. I'm like, oh. But I like it. I like the way everything meshed together. Everything fits together. Yeah, I love to crank that up. No doubt.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure Mr. Ozzie was some sort of an influence on my homeboy, who's a singer.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard that, the first thing popped in my head was like, I know that ad lib. Yeah,
that's
it works.
That's the music doctor right there, DJ Debo in the house, y'all. You know how he is.
I love it.
DJ GQ, what up, man? Talk to us.
I like this song, man. I gotta agree with my twin brother. It was on point.
All right. All right. Uncle Gemini, talk to us.
I can't believe with all these geniuses on this line, y'all never notice how wicked his wordplay is. He is mean.
Absolutely.
On the mic. Dog, I got to get it to you, dog. On 1 to 10 with the greatest, you are 8, bro. I mean, your word is an 8.
Thank you.
9 and 10 is like Jay-Z and Nas and Kendrick. And you up there, dog, with an 8 like Kendrick Lamar, what's his name, from Carolina's J. Cole. You and J. Cole got that word played perfectly, bro. I can't wait to hear more of your stuff, dog.
Yeah, man, I taught him everything he knows. Taught him everything he knew.
69.95.
Album's out now. Out on all available platforms. You know? So check it out.
And Sean, I taught you everything you know.
That's right. Easy T, go ahead, man. I know you want to say something.
You know, man, I don't have to say anything, man. That's my dudes. We like the bad boys. We ride together. We ride together, we die together, man. We work with each other, man. So, I mean, he does what he does. I don't have to say a word. You go, yo, T, I got something ready. Here you go. And then, you know, we just go from there.
Well, I'm riding in the front seat of the car that Singapore Kane is in.
Well, if it's all with y'all, all family and whatnot, y'all got to stop being stingy with the song. Because what I heard, boy, L gets better. Stop being stingy with the songs and make him more.
Oh, I got more.
We got more here.
We'll be right back.
He got a song right. He got a song right now that Sean has that will make Robin light up. Literally.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Thank you. I'm getting prepared right now.
Nice. Police and helicopters.
I got that fire.
Purple haze, sour D's, northern lights, blue cheese, jack up hair up in the breeze, jolly time we smoking cheese, when I smoke and soak, I poke and choke, when it hits my throat, the sweet is no joke, no crack, men want that, pass me a molly, I pass it right back, it's a natural vibe, a natural high, if it ain't loud, then I ain't that high, it's season you weed, then you're not that guy, you stink when it burn, you're not that fly, send seeds to Farby, whatever they charge me, I smoke more weed than all the mollies, bigging up Cornwall, Middlesex, and sorry, Rastafari, Ganja Rally, don't give me that, men want no crack, don't pass me no molly, my brethren, I'll pass it back. It's fire when I'm spitting, it's fire when I chat. Testing ganja worldwide, cause I saw rough rap. Insane in the brain, pulling on strains, stealing my pulse, metal in my veins. Big James, bitch, I love Mary Jane. Fuck you if you ain't feeling the thing. Give me that ball, let me teach and chalk. Pass that swiss with my head top flip. Who got that? Food the sack. My plan is bigger, but I'm cool like that. Trade the breeze blows, pass turn on the future, the free throws. Singapore, I shine with the mean flow. Beehive, make it blind where the bees know. Once I go on, get pasta, amigo. We're gonna get from Blue Hill to Pico. Give it to Riggy Chupa, and we bro. You might have got it fucked up, yup, but we know. From Toronto to Otto Rio, from Spanish Town to Puerto Rico. I got so intrigued with the kilo. Some of them are island, I'm off in my wheelo. It's like a TSR fish burrito. Singapore shares get a black with a street flow. We burn for six, yup, it's heat, dog.
All right, made me want to roll one up, but I can't even smoke. Damn. All right.
Well, I do for you. I got you.
I know you do. All right. Mr. Johnson, what do you think about that fire?
I like it. I think that it's going to sneak up on some people. It's very original. You know, even though it is, it's plainly, I mean, it's you can define it as reggae, but it's not totally reggae. It's got a rawness to it and originality to it that I think is going to sneak up on some people. You know, you take these two together, bring that first one out that we heard first. I don't know what else he's got up his sleeve. You know,
he got some shit now.
I think he's going to sneak up on some people. Where did you get that name Singapore from? Where did he get the name?
You know, I was battling a guy in New York. I made a reference to the guy who got beat with the Singapore cane, and someone in the crowd said, that Singapore cane guy is dope. And it just stuck.
Well, I identify with that because I did a show in Singapore like 2 years ago. And it was an exciting place. And I think that the name is even going to catch up with somebody. You know, it's different. You know?
Yeah. But they call me Singapore King because lyrically I whoop ass. You feel me?
I like the package.
Yep.
The package is
there. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep. Taught him everything he knew, y'all, out there running your land. That's right. Go ahead and say something, Easy T. Go ahead. I know you want to. Anyway.
You may not have to say nothing. The boy is good.
Right. All right. Miss Lady J, what you got to say about that fire? La, 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 la.
I must say he's doing his thing, and he knows how to keep it coming. You know, we would not call him a one-hit wonder.
Oh, no.
So,
Miss Monique Songbird.
I liked it. I was literally over here, like, moving my hips like I was on an island or somewhere, for sure.
Oh, Lord.
Don't do me, because I was in a whole dance team and a cheerleader. I can dance, okay?
All right. I know Miss Robin Liz plays one. What's up?
You know, You got that fire. You got that icky sticky. That's weed.
Oh, yeah.
My eyes is burning. I can't even see, man. You got me smoking more than I ever smoked in my whole life. I got that fire, too. Thank you.
Okay, then.
It's a celebration.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but you always, I just want to say really quick, very, very versatile. There's nothing that you can't do, and I don't care what genre song you do, you can place that song wherever, in whatever genre. Yeah, this can be a crossover too, so I'm like really, really pleased. Go on with your bad self. Bye, y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Miss Jennifer Edwards, I know he's on your team.
That's right. His work speaks for itself. You hear it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He's a hit.
Played again.
Oh, yeah. Mr. DJ.
I love his work.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got an asset right there. DJ D-Bo, what up, man?
Come on, man. You already know I'm a reggae head, man. I love reggae. And I appreciate the fact that, like Leroy said, it's so original. You know what I mean? But I definitely appreciate the fact that he kept it to the old school reggae, that riff in the background. That's that old school riff. Man, bro, you came across on that one. And then you even flipped it with the reggae rap. So, yeah, man, that's up my alley. Please let me get some of that.
Oh yeah, I got
695. 695, damn it. All right, DJ GQ.
Yeah, it was blazing, man. It was, I'm sitting here just
rolling
really
one up,
man. Yes, sir.
All right.
Pup Gill, my friend.
Easy T, go ahead, man.
You already got me, man.
Oh yeah. Uncle Gemini, there's something. Huh? Nah, I was. Hey.
Trying to roll one up is what it is.
Hey. My lips was getting watery, but I can't hit it until I get better. I don't want to be tripping all over the damn place. I'm already back walking. I don't want to be tripping.
All right. We'll smoke some for the ones that ain't here.
Damn right. Go ahead, Uncle Gemini. You said you wanted something different.
I just got one word for the young man. One word. Salute.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Johnson, you want to hear more? I got one more I can throw at you.
That's
all, baby. Bad, man. All right.
Praise the Black Caesar, waves line in this black season. Never hitting women, but still ass flat divas. Impress me with your credit score, come on, let's see. That's sexy if you're trying to get this next to me. My crew drink overproof and keep on spilling. Clean cut off the radar, slept on villains that bust shots like we celebrate a soundboy killing. Weed is rank, we spell it, we step in that feeling like Dandada. Expensive achievement, pop the shirt collar. The frock tail, we're moving, we're moving it all. They still love the girl, them in that is tight collar. When I stop calling for an on a big spinning dagger. Can't wait to climb on top of me. I hit that broccoli and it's no stopping me. Back, back, forth, forth, rock the boat. Work a little, pleasure is pain if it hurts a little. Try to size me up, got my number, call it. I'm picking up the first ring, psycho down for it. You mess around and get your life distorted. And we might record it, put you on world star, life distorted. Jealousy is a hell of a drug, so stop hitting that. Can't go to war with street cats, you a kitchen rat. I'm a renegade, everyday hella blaze. Bad boy from back when they use the yellow page. Don't ask, pay attention, get familiar. Yard monsters in the spot with the sense of million. And it's finished, not talking about the dumpling in your dinner. But goes well with the beef, that's what you wanna get in us. Them rings and things you sing about, bring them out. Them guns that ring and sing, we don't lend them out. Take your shorty, bend them out. When we done, send them out. Front so we're getting stout for the winner with the clout. Take it easy, love y'all, can't it be my team, it does matter.
Singapore Canes in the house, y'all. Mr. Johnson, what do you think about that track there, brother?
Well, that kind of hit me. Two things. First, film. Second, Black Anthem. Black Anthem in a film.
That's some crazy shit right there, man. That's some strong shit right there. That I see that popping out of some movie somewhere, you know, with some, a bunch of shit happening, and it's becoming something like Black Anthem somewhere. Strong, very strong.
All right, all right. Singapore, what you got to say about that, brother?
Yo, thank you. Thank you for that comment. That means a lot.
I mean, I'm just being real.
I appreciate it, man. That's all I want is realness.
Miss Lady J, talk to us.
Well, all I can say, he's going higher and higher and higher.
All right, all right, all right. Miss Monique Songbird.
I really, really like it. And, like, anybody that knows me knows, like, I really don't like listening to a lot of rap. But because he has substance and overall is grounded, like, I really enjoy listening to him.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Robin, Vibes Live.
Yeah, I love rap. The harder, the better. And then, like Leroy said, man, that's an anthem right there. That's his actions right there. So, and I'm just ever impressed. Play another song.
All right.
I got a whole album.
Oh, well, yeah, DJ Debo.
Man, I could wait till you got to me. I was in the chair. Bouncing up and down. Dude, that, excuse my language, folk, that shit is hot, man. It sounds like, to me, they take the beat took me back with the same kit that sound like Hank Shockley and the Bomb Squad used on Terminator X, Terminator X, the song Buck Wildin' on the album Valley of the Jeep Beats, Man, oh, man, I could crank it. Please let me get that, please.
DJ GQ, what up, man? You in the same lane as Debo?
Yeah, man. I think I better go ahead and roll the blunt, man.
Cool, crazy. It was on fire. All right, Uncle Gemini.
He got fire, dog. He got that fire, dog. I mean, he got that fire. No, see it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we got one more for y'all for tonight. It's here we go.
In the home of the brave is a sense of impending doom.
No man or machine is ever stopping us. We're doomsday kids.
Across this vast superpower, people are preparing for the end of civilization.
No man or machine is ever stopping us. We're doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse. They say we're living in the last days, but that's the same thing they said in the last plague. It's revelation, never, this is the math age. Final frontier of the battle, this is the last stage. Doomsday kids prepping for the apocalypse. Cause I can see way ahead of me like binoculars. And things are looking dark and bleak. Killers walk the streets in blue uniforms, talking heat. Trying to make America great again, or maybe hate again. I laugh at it all, twist up a greater blend. Genocide, suicidal with the homicide. You can't scare a zombie, I was supposed to die. They pushed the bird out the net, he was supposed to fly. Still he hits the ground running with the broken thigh. No man or machine is ever stopping us. We're doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse.
In America, I've witnessed terrorist attacks, civil unrest.
No man or machine is ever stopping us. We're doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse.
Society here is on the brink of collapse.
No man or machine is ever stopping us. We're doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse.
Grown women don't be acting their age. Instead of trying to be wives, they want to get paid from only fan page. But I can't judge a grudge. Who am I to say how they should get by? I shut up and pay the price and subscribe. Never surprised to hear a politician got bribed. $1 million man said everyone got a price. And mine's high like them jugheads rocking that fentanyl lean. Took a rent, hit the casino, bet it all clean.
This little kid following me, tugging on my jean, asking me why his mother had to be a fiend. This nightmare we live in supposed to be a dream. Sometimes we birth our demons, so it really seems. Religion or superstition, we got super addiction, because my eyes seen the doomsday vision. And as long as the Most High God, there's no stopping us. We're doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse. Machine is ever stopping us with doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse. No man or machine is ever stopping us with doomsday kids, just prepping for the apocalypse.
All right, there it is. Doomsday, what was that? Doomsday kids, you're on the hilltop, Mr. Johnson. There you go. It's another song from Mr. Singapore.
Okay, well, you know, it's very difficult to listen to any song after you listen to that other one. You know, they're all good. You have to look at them as a package. But the third song that you played, the Black Anthem, that's the song. Number one song that you played is the number two song, and the number three song is the number three song. Well, the number two song is the number three song. This song would be your I mean, they're all good. So it kind of puts me, for some reason, into the thinking about the way the Last Poet them came out. But on this rap level here, this kind of reggae rap thing, you know, it's all strong. You got a package there. But when you close out the show tonight, I want to hear the Black Anthem.
All right. All right. Miss Lady J.
I told you, he keeps getting better and better. And he has a future, you know. He put out a good album. And people would be able to, that's a song. He got an album that you could just be at home and play it on through, you know.
All right. Let's see who we at. Miss Monique Songbird.
I mean, what's understood don't have to be explained. Like, I'm a fan, so I love it. I love all of it.
Right. Miss Robin Vaz live. You can put the blunt down. Go ahead and tell us your opinion.
Yeah, so, you know, He did really, really good on this one, as always. I'm just really, really blown away. Come here, baby. Come here.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. All right. Ms. Jennifer?
Yeah, always good. Always good. He's a blessing.
DJ Debo.
Man, he's so versatile, man. He's very versatile. So he can go in multiple lanes. I mean, when you got me at a loss of words stuttering, bro, you're versatile, man. You like, wow, your work ethic really shows in your music. You know, it shows to me. You know, I don't know about anybody else if they picked that up, but you so versatile. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro. Please stick to what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That means the world to me, man.
Yeah.
All these comments.
I can rap. I just don't know the words. But I can rap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, DJ GQ.
Blazing.
All right. Gemini. Uncle Gemini.
I know the name of the man. I don't know. I'm very sad with the talent he has, with the song that he got, because we all know how corporate is. They would never blow up his music like they do pop artists, and he deserved to be like that. That's the disappointment. The good part is maybe we could be stingy and keep it to ourselves.
All right. Well, Easy T, you and Miss Jennifer mentored this young man and, you know, got him where he's at. How's his work ethic? Yeah.
We had nothing to do with that. This boy, Singapore lives in the studio. You know what I mean? Where you at? I'm in the studio recording. He's in there right now. And thanks for taking time out. But I can't take credit for that. I mean, he'll ask me what direction we may need to go in or whatever else. And I started shopping his music for licensing and sync for movies because, like Mr. Johnson said, that Take It Easy, as he calls the anthem, that was my track for like about 6 months before I got the album. Like, I throw that on a Serato and start cutting that up, just having fun with it, because it reminds me of, it really reminds me of my era of hip-hop. You know, I tell Singapore, I said, never consider yourself a rapper. You could call yourself an MC, you could call yourself an artist, but never call yourself a rapper, because he's able to go in all different directions.
Absolutely.
Like you know what I mean? He goes with the reggae, he goes with the hip-hop. He infuses both. He's creating his own lane, something that, I mean, it's been done before, but just not in such a long time.
Right.
So, I can't take credit for his work. I can't take credit for his work ethic. Between him, me, and Jennifer, and everybody else I work with, we all got the same hustle. That's what brought everything together. It is what
all
it
right.
is.
That's
my dude.
He's
like my little brother.
All right. Any last words you want to say there, Mr. Singapore King?
Yo, Easy T has been holding me down. Easy T has, you know, actually contributed to my work ethic just by giving me the opportunity and the platform to come out. It made me want to just go harder. And all of these comments that I've been hearing tonight, It gives me more energy, and I'm just going to keep creating, and I'm going to just keep trotting forward. So I really appreciate all the comments. Thanks for just taking the time out to listen and just guarantee and know that I'm going to be coming with more stuff. I got another album on deck that dropped. Never stop.
What is it?
Right.
Still Pulse Metal Band.
That's the name of my next. Yeah.
You know what I would like to hear from Singapore, from what I'm listening? I'd like to hear you do an a cappella rap as a song.
You like to hear me do an a cappella?
Say a little something now, Singapore.
No. As a song for your like, as part of your package, because, I mean, I think that based on what you've been doing, then that would be seriously cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
You would really like to feel like an a cappella on like an album.
Yeah. Just, I mean, you can work on it with the music, then take all the music out and just leave your vocals on.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Kind of like a spoken
word.
You
know, it's going strictly for the DJs.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're actually working on that now, so.
You see how genius I am.
I tell you what, the last one that he played that Mr. Johnson called a anthem. That's one of the ones that you can make an acapella into and a instrumental. Because DJs is gonna. I'm a DJ, bro. So I'm telling you, like you just said, you threw it on a Serato and went to chopping it up. Yo, that beat is crazy, and the flow over top of the beat is just sick. Yeah, chills.
That was definitely my favorite.
I got chills going down my back just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Thank y'all for that.
problem. Singapore, tell everybody your social media so in case people listening won't follow you, reach out to you.
I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram at Singapore Kane. There is no other Singapore Kane, and if there is, we're going to find him and eliminate him. I am the one and only.
Oh, Lord.
All social media platforms.
Just turn that off. I didn't hear that. I think there's a break in there. There's something wrong. Something wrong with the phone. I didn't hear
what
it.
What he means by going to lyrically eliminate
him. Okay. Absolutely. I am the only Singapore Kane, so that is the only name that I use on all media platforms. I am on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Snapchat, even though I barely use it. Hey, after a while, it's too much social media, man. It's just too much. There's too many things to use. So my main ones are Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Appreciate you being on the show tonight. We were going to break Lady J's song tonight, but some reason it don't want to load up on the board for some reason tonight. So we're going to dedicate next Monday night to Miss Lady J's new song. You want to talk about your new song, Lady J?
I'll talk about it on Monday when we play it. Because
right,
you may not remember what I say tonight.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm going to tell you this. It's going to bring that pure satisfaction.
All right, pure satisfaction.
Three X's.
That's right. Mr. Johnson, you didn't hear the new improved Mr. Tin Man, right? You haven't heard that one yet, have you?
No.
All right. Here we go.
Is not measured by how much you love, but how much you are loved by others.
You can play high like you don't like it, baby. You can play tough, I'm still gonna love you, baby. I know in your past you never put enough effort, but baby, you're complete.
All right. Mr. Johnson, there you go.
Man, I'm just enjoying it, man. I've heard it's been so good. This has been another one, another great song. Everything tonight, man. I'm like, why am I listening to Sirius Radio? Why aren't you doing this all throughout the day, man?
I need to.
Song that you played on here, like hit. At least everybody needs should have an opportunity. I think that you can do it. These are songs that, man, these are great songs. This is a great song. Every last song I've heard tonight has been a great song. Somebody got to pick some people to come on here. Who's doing this? Who's picking all these great artists to come on here?
The guests are. Yeah. We got this one young lady, Lakonda Davies. She's managed by Paul Anthony. A Full Force. She's got a hot song out. I want to play it real quick for you. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Tell us what you think about it. All right, here we go.
Boy, I just close my eyes and there you are. You have these perfect ways to get to me. In the shower when I'm by myself, that's the thing you always say to me. Whoa, I
coming for me.
about that, Mr. Johnson?
I'd listen to it, no question about it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link for the video on that one. You're going to love that one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we need to talk.
All right.
Take an aspirin.
So are you going to close out with, you going to close out with the national anthem? So because I want to get that in my mind.
Yes, sir. You got that. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank all the supporters, the fans, people around the world listening to the show. Also, want to give a big, awesome shout out to Miss Robin Lynn for making this possible, happening on all other social media outlets that we can get the show on, right, Miss Robin Lynn, Maven?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are like everywhere we possibly can be. We are invading and taking over. Yes, sir, yeah. Bob. So it's a real pleasure. I'm proud.
Yeah. Glad to have Mr. Johnson back with us, taking time out of his busy schedule and listening to some good music. Trying to
thank
keep
you
on with us with good music. And, again, thank everybody. Thank everybody with all the prayers and you know, toward me, my ordeal. I am working 110% to get better. I'm working better. Good PT people, OT people are working with me hard and intense. So I can get back to being 150%, you guys. So thank you for the prayers and continue bringing them in. Also, we lost another big hip-hop icon, DMX, last week. Mr. Johnson, did you know DMX? Did you get a chance to work with him?
No, but he was AB's, one of his main men, so I feel the pain through AB.
Okay.
You know, AB.
Right. I'm trying to think. Which one was the national anthem song, EZT?
That's It or something like that, right?
That's It.
Take it easy.
All right. You guys be blessed, and we're getting on out of here. Have a good night.
Praise the Black Caesar, waves line in this black season. Never hitting women, but still act like divas. Impress me with your credit score, come on, let's see. Best sexy if you're trying to get this next week. My crew drink overproof and keep on spilling. Clean cut off the radar, slept on villains that bust shots like we celebrate a soundboy killing. Weed is rank, we smell it, we step in that feeling like Dantada. Expensive achievement, pop me shirt collar. The frack here, we're moving, we're moving it all. Me still love the girl, them and that is proud. I will not stop calling for none, I'm big spinning dagger. Can't wait to climb on top of me. I hit that broccoli and it's no stopping me. Back, forth, rock the boat. Work the middle, pleasure is pain if it hurts a little.
Take it easy, no, y'all can't deceive my teeth, it does not. Your cash is on my teeth, it does not. It's worth all my mom to leave, it does not. See me, I talk to me, papa, take it easy. No, y'all can't deceive my teeth, it does not. Your cash is on my teeth, it does not.
Try to size me
up, got my number, call it. I'm picking up the first ring, sight go down for it. You mess around and get your life distorted. And we might record it, put you on world star, life distorted. Jealousy is a hell of a drug, so stop hitting that. Can't go to war with street cats, you a kitchen rat. I'm a renegade, every day, hella blaze. 5-1 from back when they use the yellow page. Don't ask, pay attention, get familiar. Yard monsters in the spot with the sense familiar. And the spinners, not talking about the dumpling in your dinner. But goes well with the beef, that's what you wanna get in her. Them rings and things you sing about, bring them out. Them guns that ring and sing, we don't lend them out. Take your shorty, bend them out. When we done, send them out. Front, so we're getting south for the winner with the clout.
Check your team, you know, y'all can't deceive my team, it doesn't matter. Your cash ain't on that squeeze, it doesn't matter. We work on my most believe, it doesn't matter. We need your talk to me, so I check your team.
You guys have a good night. See you next Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Peace. Peace. All right. Let's see here. What else going on?